Indeed, we are quite aware of who is here, who is present, who is recommended to join at this time, at this opportunity of love. You see, what you are doing, dear ones, is you are transferring consciousness. You are allowing the gateway to your advancement to be claimed, to be had, to be spoken for by you. Now, as you possess the charms of your future self, you see, grace is provided. Grace will ensue. Grace will come through and bestow its presence upon your land. Now, we are slipping in under the covers. We are coming in through your thoughts. We are, shall we say, providing greater opportunity of expansion now in the present moment. As you will dwell in the possibilities, as you will dwell in faithfulness, as you will relay this truth to your highest energies, to your highest capacity of growth, because, dear ones, you are assuming a place of empowerment, you are assuming a place of self-mastery. Indeed, you are assuming the Christ presence, yes? Now, as you come into agreement with this, you see, you possess the story untold. You see, you are the script writers. You are the advanced participants that are claiming the resurrection of truth to your delight, yes? And that is what you're witnessing, the ability to stay clear of fear, yes, and create with light, with beautiful streams of light, with beautiful golden rays of acquittal. As you will continue to receive, you see, we impart truth. We allow you to go further than perhaps you can reach on your own. But of course, simply temporarily, because in fact, all is due you. You may imagine a beautiful suitcase in heaven, shall we say, with beautiful imported gifts that are traveling to meet you. As each one comes through the energy of the gift, it comes spiraling down. The energies and rays of golden energy continue to flow and request permission. Now, it is for you to hold back not, but to you, for you to seek like kind. In other words, as you expand, as you allow the creation to take hold, you are the vessel that has welcomed in this truth. Understand? Now, what we are stating, what we are claiming, is there is an interactive side of this approach, of this allowance, of this nature of occurrence, because you have an important part to play. In each moment, dear ones, you are creating again. As you are most willing to create with love, as you are most willing to create with expansion of truth and awareness, in fact, you claim all that which is due you. You claim all that which is to be received. You claim all that is heaven sent. Now, we cannot go too far. We cannot spill the beans, but let us just suggest that you are already climbing aboard, that you are already relieving yourself of past consciousness. Sounds sweet, doesn't it? Indeed, that is how you are reframing self. In each moment, quite frankly, it is dawning upon you, yes, that you have opportunity to claim again and again and again how you shall see yourself, how you shall view yourself, how you will witness the changes to take place. In other words, dear ones, it is time not to play small. It is time not to play helpless. It is not time not to play a victim of past circumstances, because as you recognize the things that have gone bump in the night, it is time to release the struggle or fear or suggestion that further intrusions could take place. In other words, dear ones, you are teaching yourselves that in fact, all is one and one is all. These illusionary states of awareness, you see, you have brought back and through for the purpose of complete karmic resolution. Now, as you take this up a notch, you find there are seats that can be had in the higher tier, in the higher balcony. As you choose to rise in power, you see, you release the need to fix anyone. You release the need to discover that in fact, all is not broken at all, just seemingly. In other words, let us suggest there is a bit of a time warp occurring, a bit of a forward opportunity to glance backward and forward and through. Now you understand this in terms of time sequences, in terms of parallel universes. You understand that when you gaze out into the stars, in fact, you are seeing things having occurred long ago, yes? Now we ask you to reframe this to the possibilities of that which presents itself in the defined future of your reality as you will understand it. As you will release your understanding of life, as you will succumb to the temptation to remain in bitterness and claim revenge, in fact, you are spoken for. You have a right, therefore, to observe the horizon, to observe your true reality from the most broadest perspective. Let us just say and claim that, in fact, you stand with us in truth. Understand? In other words, the messages that you are receiving, the suggestions that are being made, are being brought forth from your oversoul, from that which has arrived to bring forth this acquittal, to bring forth the remembrance that perhaps the truth that you would experience, albeit in a temporary fashion, in fact, is historical. Understand? A bit like viewing the stars. You are realizing, in fact, that you are importing forth a future timeline, a future suggestion of truth, and you are claiming this as your new reality. As you will trust this approach, as you will signal your readiness, in fact, we come on board and take a float. You see, we have some lovely guest passes for all of you to travel, to enjoy, and to witness your wholeness. Now, as you have a taste of the good life, as you are most willing to receive, in fact, you will realize your true self, your true nature. Now, you have the bells and whistles. You have the attendance claims. You have the right to decide, shall I keep this occurrence or shall I drift past back to past circumstance? You are entitled, dear ones. It is your right. It is your karmic destiny. And it is due you, however, to create from this higher awareness, from this higher alchemy, from this higher guidepost. So we salute each of you. We recommend, in fact, that all are to be promoted in a nanosecond. Get our drift? In other words, why claim this to be the long haul? Why see this as a future event that requires decades to pull through? Imagine being the fast seamstress. Imagine tying up those loose ends and presenting the lovely gift, the dress of the contoured form, in a brief moment. You see, you have the wares and capacity to do so. It is your right. Let us just share for the record, you are all divine beings of the highest regard. You have all claimed ascension on many occasions, and this, in fact, is simply one more. Therefore, we ask you to be most willing to be of complete attendance to this highest protocol, to this highest claim, to this highest truth. Is there anything that cannot be accomplished when you recognize you are already here? You are establishing the mastery of self-awareness. You are establishing your adherence to truth. You are establishing true life that is heaven sent. Therefore, dear ones, go in peace and go in remembrance of your true self, that which you have claimed to be at last.
And so it is.
And they've been asking us to, the past couple of times actually, to take a moment's pause and to breathe in this remembrance, to allow ourselves to feel the strength and the remembrance and the joy of feeling that true union with our highest claim. Because as we come into agreement, this is the part they wish to bring to us, it's not something that can be done for us in that they cannot override free will. So there's a partnership, there's a union, there's a coming together, a meeting of the minds, if you will, or outside of mind in truth, but that we must have the acceptance and the willingness to join hands with that true awareness. And so as we do, we salute this remembrance, and it's almost like nothing is held back. There's like what I'm looking at is like this avalanche of it just looks like rays, just come. So again, what we want to remember is that our beliefs are shifting in terms of who we are, in terms of what we can create, in terms of our true residence. And so as we shift along with the times, they're saying that we extend ourselves further and further into our true vessel, into our true alchemy, into our true divine nature. And that's what we're learning how to do. So part of it is the actual attunement, and the other half, it's like we're being taken out of preschool and they're kind of giving us more direction now. The other half is our, not working with it, but our receiving it. And part of that receivership is recognizing indeed within who you truly are. And that's what they're, excuse me, kind of teasing. And they're saying there's no accident that I had a little bit of that rough voice for a moment, because that was the energy that was being dislodged within me as I was speaking the words. So we're all receiving it, indeed. Oh, they love that. They're closing it now, indeed. Okay, so everybody, welcome. We're going to move through and see how we can be of assistance. We'll start with Avril and make our way through.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, you can see me now, can't you? Thank you very much for that. I've managed to do the payment method. I used a different one. I used the other one.
Okay, that's so funny.
Please can I have a reading for my highest and best good? Mm-hmm.
Your hair looks adorable. And say your first name.
Avril.
I'm just going to pull a card to make sure I'm getting this right. One moment, please. I am not sure why I'm having trouble here. Avril, say your name again, please.
Avril.
Avril, I'm going to come back to you. I have no idea why, but those hearts are amazing in that wall. I have to come visit you one day. I just must. All right, we're going to go to Mitz. We'll come back to Avril for reasons I do not know. Hi, Mitz. How can we help you?
Hi. Well, thanks for that message. Again, I seem to go into a trance, and I feel like I'm nodding off whenever I listen. But if you could give me a message for my highest good, please.
I feel like that's absolutely appropriate, because what you're doing is you're going to a place, you're basically going to a higher place of receivership. So it's sort of like your higher self knows what's for your highest good. So if you stayed more in that conscious level of receivership, there's like this struggle. I just see like boxing gloves, you know, because there's just conscious control is the best way to explain it. So when you kind of get a little bit trancy, you kind of go out of it a little bit, what you do is you open up. And so because, and say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
Because you desire to grow, for better words, that's the way that you figured out would be for your best good. They want me to share this just so that makes you feel a little bit more comfortable. When I'm doing these transmissions, I'm starting, I used to have like a lot of conscious control. I knew exactly where I was, who was there. I'm getting so flighty that I actually forget that I'm doing the group. Like I'm gone. And it concerns me a little bit because there's a part of me that's like, what if I forget to come back? Like what? So yeah, it's fine. You're fine. Okay. And your question, or did you want a message?
A message from my highest good.
Okay. All right. One moment, please. You're working with rainbow energy. So if you notice if you're noticing rainbows or bright color, like bright colors together, it speaks some, I don't even know what rainbow energy represents, but you're working with rainbow energy. So be aware of that. It's helping you in some way. You really are working on so many beautiful levels of awareness right now. They're asking you to keep that in mind and to stop seeing yourself as this beginner. Because as you really recognize your gifts, as you really recognize your pronounced advancement, you'll be more ready to perceive. There's a tendency because, oh, I don't know, you know, linear life may have like taken its toll on you or confused you. That's what it looks like. When I see you walking around the earth, it's like, you're just a little confused. Like exactly how am I supposed to make this stuff work here? But what you want to remember is that you're like this advanced candidate that's just slightly temporarily confused. You want to remember that your soul is really quite mature, that you've lived a number of very significant lifetimes and have dealt with like almost like the most brutal of circumstances and have used your intuition, your divining abilities to find your way out, find your way clear. It's so funny, like the conversations you and I have had in terms of, you know, I need a reading here, I need help there. And I only share that because they're showing me that there was some kind of like dark ages. Sometimes I call this the dark ages, but there apparently were darker ages than this. When you were really, oh my God, it was like the energy of the Crusades. I don't know what time period it was, but it feels like the energy of the Crusades where there is truly nothing fair going on top of Earth. And you were with a bunch of people and really, you know, almost like the underground, sort of like trying to hide out, trying to stay alive, quite frankly. And you had, I don't know how you did this. I don't think you had a pendulum in tow or whatever. So I think you used like leaves or something because, you know, when I look psychically, I can kind of tune into anything and suddenly start seeing images from spirit because that's how. Because it's just allowing yourself to move into that other. Divine. In other words, you could tune into higher awarenesses and information. Oh my God, the energy coming through me is so intense. And from that, you determined your way. You determined, like, you know, where's the light? Where's the safe place? It's a little bit like, honestly, what the Oracle did for the Dalai Lama when he had to escape Tibet and, you know, the Chinese were right there. And so even the Dalai Lama didn't know when to go or whatever. And the Oracle, being like this was his job, is able to like embody the spirit that then says, leave right at this time and you'll get through. And of course he did, as we all know. But there's reason they're having me share that story is to understand how powerful this type of communication is and that it's not something easily obtained. You know, only those with great abilities and devotional claim have reached these types of heights. And that's what you manifested in this lifetime, where everyone was really counting on you to help. You were kind of like the compass in terms of, okay, go east, go here, go there, whatever. So they really are introducing this to you to help bring you back to purpose, to help bring you back to claiming your wealth, claiming your worth, claiming your arrival status. And they're sharing this with you and also energetically kind of imparting on you some of this energy of this lifetime so that you can continue to extend your transference of consciousness. In other words, your self-concept. They're working with you in terms of your self-concept, in terms of, there's a little bit of a poverty issue in terms of how you perceive yourself, not who you actually are, how you see yourself. Because how you see yourself, of course, is like the energy of vibration that then gets signaled out. So your perception of self is critical. You know, it's almost like having someone that doesn't have a lot of skill, but ooh, they think they do. And so because they think they do, they actually market themselves quite easily because that's the energy they're sending out. Recognize me because I do. I recognize myself. And so that is their strength, even though they may be lacking on the skill level. So what they're what they're asking you or requesting of you is for you to receive this upgrade of holiness, to receive this upgrade of allowance, to receive this upgrade of like union with this truth of self. There you are. And I will leave you with that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Mr. Corey, how may we help you today? Okay, wait a minute, I can't hear you. Oh, there you are. I hear you now. Maybe you were just yawning before, I don't know.
Hi.
Hi.
It's been a lot. Like this, I told you I've been doing these medicines, and especially the one I did a week ago, it's just been like I have this experience of self-love. And I'm never going to be the same. When I saw your message the other, a couple days later on self-love and naturally the phrase natural acquittal, and just like, and my meditations are more like this one you just did. I'm like vibrating. However, at night, I guess the medicine is still working within me because I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like a little bit paranoid and stuff is bubbling up. So, kind of like, what's going on? Is the question a little bit I know a lot got released in the medicine, this old shame and stuff like that just like got taken out. And so there's this whole new level that I'm at now, but I'm a little, there's a little bit of anxiety. It's like everything's new, and I catch myself looking at my hand.
Awesome. I'm so happy for you.
What's that?
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
All right, and did you want just a general message, or how can we help?
I think it's like, part of it is like, well, what's happening inside me? My question is like, in the middle of the night, like some of the, it's bubbling up, and what's my next step?
All right, so I've never taken what you've taken, but what I do feel like is, it's not flashbacks, but it's, what do they call it? You know, like you could take LSD and then you could, like you can still have like, it happened like out of the blue kind of thing. So that's what's occurring. They're saying it's quite natural and really quite common. And they're saying you're very suggestible. So to be honest, interestingly enough, somewhere along the line, you heard of this occurring and you're gonna laugh, but you're actually milking it for all it's worth because you really want to get it. And so you're claiming it and you're very suggestible, just so you know that. And that's positive because that can really help support you in so many beautiful ways. And so your mind is working in combination with the medicine to keep creating these, like this long extended discovery of self, because that's just how powerful you are. And because you really recognizing on a true heart level your worthiness and that you deserve it. So I really applaud you because you're really recognizing like now is the time. And most importantly, you're recognizing what you deserve. So if you can keep this in mind, that's the new development, quite frankly. Excuse me, because once you recognize what you deserve, then it's sort of like you go out there as a radar and you seek out all that will reflect that part that recognizes what your needs are and that you deserve to have them met at this time. And that, quite frankly, was what was missing in the past is you didn't think you deserved it. So you would actually be in a room full of gold and diamonds and you would be like, okay, you know, nothing here for me, time to move along. So that's the new development. That's the new development. And as that shakes out and you're gonna slip and slide and stuff, as it's almost like trying on a new pair of shoes or something. And it's like, ooh, these are different, but here's what they want you to remember. I'm seeing you go into a shoe store where you're trying on, this is very important, you're trying on some like real, like Italian designer shoes. I don't know, I'm like just the best of the best, you know, celebrities buy these kind of shoes. And so you're like, oh, they feel a little bit different because you're used to your flip-flops. You're used to your like $5 flip-flops and suddenly you're in these like $200 power shoes. So it takes a little bit of adjustment. It takes a little bit of like the meeting of the minds to recognize your new stature, your new residence. And that's what you're claiming. You're very, very aware. You've got bees. I don't know what bees symbolize, but look it up later because I see bee symbolism. It's good. It's very good. So they're showing me like the hive and the honey, you know, like this is like the golden energy is like the elixir of life. So you're really, we all know this. I mean, you're a shaman in your own right. You're extraordinarily powerful. And so it's your destiny to like really, and I see this so interesting. I see this, like a cord, like, you know, like you put into an electric socket or whatever, and like this big cord attached to you, and then when you put it in, it's like this big neon sign. So this is what, again, it all really comes down to recognizing what you deserve. If you can just keep that in mind, I mean, I can babble, and it's so interesting because my imagery is just really almost accentuated, and it's because I'm tuning into your energy. But the bottom line is, it's about realizing what you deserve, and it's about realizing your innocence, and from there, oh my gosh, it's literally a hop, skip, and a jump to your true essence. You also have the sun energy supporting you. And when you started talking, I had this amazing, I guess it was like a mandala or something that was behind you. And I just got confirmation on it. I feel like it's something that you worked on or used or operated in some other lifetime that is coming forth to support you. And say your name again, please.
Corey.
It just shoot me a text or email. I'll send you a picture of something that looks like it, just so you see. You're working with it, though, to strengthen your field, to strengthen your, like attachment to the good life, attachment to, they're really working with you to release this whole notion of suffering and poverty and the guilt and all that. And so it just feels like when I tune into you, I just keep seeing gold, like gold energy. I see sun, I see gold, power, my friend. And so it's almost like this template that you're just sort of, just receiving, and oh my God, it just feels so beautiful. It feels so beautiful. It's almost like giving you a little bit of backbone, to be honest. Like when I tune into it, it's like giving you structure. It's giving you like solid, solid formation. Like you're becoming this. Like imagine an Indian chief, energy of an Indian chief. You know the kind of pronounced presence, like that energy, that power, that pronounced presence of arrival, not in an aggressive way, but in like a knowing way. Like he doesn't have to struggle with anybody because he's one with divine energy or Mother Spirit or whatever he would probably say, but he's one with that. So he doesn't need to prove anything to anyone, nor is he going to bow down to anyone either, because he understands that he's an integral part of all. I feel like this Indian spirit is significant. Let me figure out who he is. And say your name again, please. Do you know who he is? I just feel...
Yes, he came through me on Wednesday last week.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there you go. Okay. Well... so he's very much a part of the show. I feel like he's going to be a part of the show from here on out. I really do. I feel like he's going to be an integral part of like your setup. So it's sort of like whatever you do, like you're getting ready to go on or whatever, and there he is standing like watching, you know, sort of like a concert, you know, there's the manager standing in the back watching. That's how it feels to me. I feel like he's going to be there. Okay, let me just see if there's anything else, and say your first name.
Corey.
It keep accepting that love to the core of your being. To the core of your being, keep accepting and receiving that love. Oh, so good. Oh, so nice to see you. Yeah. So deserving. So deserving. It is time. It is so time. And you're ready. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I get to see you, sweetheart. Much love. Carmen.
So awesome. I'm so happy for Corey.
I know. How can we help you?
A message from my husband, please.
Okay. Man, there's just no stopping you now. There's no stopping you now, sweetheart. When I tune into you, you're just the energy you're bringing through is so evolved. It's so pure. Man, it's almost like, you know, ahead of the class. Like you went from elementary school up to high school. Like you just went shoot. I really feel that way from you. The energy that you're now holding is significantly stronger and more powerful than really a very short period of time ago. Like job well done is what I want to say to you, really, job well done. When I tune into you, I honestly feel more awake. It's sort of like, oh, okay, I didn't even realize I was asleep, but I suddenly is like, ooh, I'm just suddenly awake. So remember that as you continue to claim your new realm, your new worth, your new avalanche to be at your disposal, to understand that, like, you know, you're packing it. In other words, like really receiving very high streams of light. And you can do, I don't want to say you can do the impossible, but you can. Like, in other words, don't allow old mindsets, old beliefs to hamper. This is very important. Don't allow old mindsets, old beliefs to hamper your results. So if what someone else says is possible or not possible, or what you believe because of what you've been taught or indoctrinated with, that's like heresy. That's blasphemy. That's just old news, because you reside in a new earth, and the earth you reside on really is particular to you, because of course no one's living on this in the same reality. This is all a dream state, and the vibration that we hold signals our readiness for change. It has nothing to do with what's occurring down the street for someone else. It has everything to do with what you enlighten. And they want me to tell you a quick story. So there's someone that used a service, they had great results. The next person, based on that first person's recommendation, used the same service, had totally opposite results, because they're living in a different earth. They're living in a different world with different beliefs and different energies. And so of course, they created almost like the worst case scenario. One person, fine results, the next person's going to court, suing, blah, blah, blah. Again, because of what they understand is possible. So all that to say in a nutshell, here's what I want to say to you. To keep serving the highest possibilities that you know to be true. You know. Forget what the textbook says, forget what the internet says, what you know to be true. Because as it dawns upon you that you are your own record keeper, that you have access to information and sequences really outside of the earth plane, you can create and establish your, I'm going to say it's like this ministry of truth that, and say your name again, please.
Amen.
That you're really building from outside of time. Does that make sense? So it's very important to kind of, I don't want to say keep to yourself, but, you know, don't spread too many secrets. Or when I mean secrets, I mean like, what you're up to or what you're about or what you're creating. Like, don't allow anyone's projections to taint or tarnish your goodwill, because as you continue, and I just feel like your channeling is going to get stronger and stronger, whether you channel formally word for word or you just sort of intuitively know, I almost recommend that for you to really, I feel like you do already, but you can actually take it further. You're not going to believe this, but you can. To really live by intuition. The only way I can explain this is, every so often, every couple of weeks, I don't know how the time frame is, but every so often, I keep arriving at different levels of, it's just like life's changing. It really is vibrational, or it really is about the inner guidance or the inner life. I don't know how to explain this, but all that to say, and say your name one more time. You really are moving into a place of empowerment. So autonomy is what I want to say to you. Like, in other words, to understand you're the president, you're the queen. Because what you're receiving, no one else can or has a right to communicate on or about, because they can't touch what's going on between you and spirit and light. Does that make sense?
Oh my God, Nicole, that makes so much sense. I don't even know what to say.
Okay.
I just feel like the images, the possibilities, like now when I'm like, I'm imagining to crowds of thousands. I'm just like, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm like, this must be ego. I gotta stop. And I'm just like, I just feel I can do it. I can't even believe, like I have this.
This is you. You see how it says blossom, and see how she's creating with a chi ball? That's a tree ball. And you see all that life, you know, the green, so that's like fertile, lush creation, power. And this is like the circle, you know, it's sort of like it's all protected in this divine creation. Yeah, this would be you. And you're even wearing the green. It's like the same color green, the same exact color green. You got it?
Got three sunglasses in the mail. You take it so funny. It's exactly what you said. Like every day I feel like more potential within me.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how fast it's happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So if you remember the beginning message about allowing things to be fast, to shift fast. That you know, now is the time for that miracle. And the more that we allow that the shifts to occur at a rapid pace, there's no need to go step by step by step. I mean, those days are over. That's doing it the linear way. But they're saying you know better now. You know better now. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So much. Bye, sweetheart. Okay, Stephen.
All right, here I am. Let me go outside.
Okay.
Okay, so here I am.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so, I guess a message, and it's been sort of a different period for me, but I've been making little changes, and I can see the results. But I feel like I'm so grounded, like I can't stand it. Even with medicine, I'm still, even when I'm very expanded, I'm grounded, and it's like I want to, you know, do a spiritual manifestation of who I am, what I'm about, and so it's like conflicting goals. I wrote on a piece of paper what my goals were, and I could see, you know, this technical career and the spiritual career, and there wasn't any intersection.
Well, the cards I pulled for you were, this is you being the meditator, like just seeking the truth and using the energy of love. I mean, this is like literally you. So you're perfect. You're just so perfect. But let me see what I can tell you. One moment, please.
All right.
It's good. It's really good. You're getting down to business is what they're saying. Like you're really like, it's good. It's good. You're really learning. Oh, they're so pleased with you. So pleased. Okay, one moment, please. Aww. And say your first name. Excuse me.
Stephen.
And say it one more time.
Stephen.
Even Stephen. So this is about why, it's sort of like, you're really learning why you're here. It's sort of like one foot on earth, one foot in heaven, and learning how to walk that balanced life. And I literally see you, like I just have this like shamanic, hi honey, this shamanic imagery of like you coming from spirit on this rope, like you're coming, like almost like a mountain climber or something, but you're going down. And so you're descending with this rope, and so part of your mastery is exactly what you're saying. It's like you don't really need group today. It's like being grounded, bringing all of that wealth here where it can flourish and multiply. And so it's so beautiful how you're intuitively just getting everything that you need to know. Let me just see what I can add to it. And say your name one more time, please.
Stephen.
It's everything that we're saying. I'm getting the same card I got for Carmen. But it makes so much sense because somehow you have just found, like I'm literally looking at, it's an old game. I think it was called Perfection. Anyway, there were these shapes, and then you had to put the shape in the shape in a certain amount of time. And so that's what I'm seeing you do, is in other words, instead of kind of like fighting life or fighting the program, it's kind of like, wait a minute, let me kind of do my thing and align with my truth. And from there, I've got all these blue lights going off confirming this. From there, it's like I become the oak tree. I become like, I just step into my position of power. Oh my gosh, let me just find something to add to it, because really, you got it. You really got it.
I think you really have it. I always wanted to be grounded like those shamans, and now I'm grounded, but wow, it's very different.
Yes, it's your divine appointment. It's exactly.
I guess I'm used to being like a little space kid. I remember how you said you lay back and you forget where you were and you forget where the world is. And, you know, this is like you got to be the whole thing, the into
yes.
the center of the earth, to the whole cosmos. So, but I think I'll work with this for a week and next week, but I'm probably going to start writing or doing something spiritual, because I'm not going to be able to sit still. And these little steps, it's really working. I mean, at least it's working to the point of seeing a change.
Yeah, you got it. Oh my gosh, you absolutely. It's bringing heaven to earth. You know, earth needed your energy, so you needed to like get your bottom down and arrive. and you're doing that, and you're doing that. I really do feel like you are going to get to bliss out, but in the body rather than out of the body. And that's like the next cosmic change, probably is going to come through your writing or whatever, where it's like, now we can get to work, because like the master has arrived. It's really how it feels to me. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I mean, so well deserved. There you are, a teacher. There you are.
All right.
Awesome. You inspire me.
Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Hi, Kim.
Hi. Can you see me?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How can we help you?
You're here. Okay. You can hear me then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I am in limbo right now. Or feel like, you know that song, Should I Stay, Should I Go? If I stay, it will be trouble. That song is in my calendar. And it has to do with my trip from tomorrow, the trip to Israel with my husband. Where we're going to leave our daughter home.
Yeah.
House is a mess, but that'll still be here when I get back.
Yeah.
I'm sniffly now. I'm allergic to dust, and there's like so much. All that aside, I've just been like in this place where I don't know what to do. If this trip should happen, I don't go, he's going no matter what. Okay? I haven't done